Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Of course I can.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I call my name because we are conducting a survey in Georgia and trying to find out if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
About?
It's mostly political.
Not really. I don't want to do it yet. But what do you want to know?
So I'll be just asking some questions. Let me see. So the first one, the first question right here is, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't like Trump. So if you can pick up the rest from that, you have your answer, right? One way or another. Okay.
Sorry. So what would be the answer for that one, sir? I'm sorry. It's just...
I don't like Trump. So...
Oh.
Period.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Then,
so you know where I'm going.
Do you understand what you're saying? Then I would just ask you some other questions. Like, this is like in general topics. Is that okay with you?
I'm getting ready to eat dinner. If you do it quickly.
Then, if you want me to call you back later on, sir?
No. You know, we got to do this quickly.
Okay. So then, just need an answer from this one. So, do you feel like you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I'm satisfied to what Biden did.
Somewhat or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
All right. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is it to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you. So the first one is immigration. How important is this issue to you from a 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one is voting rights. From 0 to 10, how important is this issue?
10.
Thank you. Next one is student loan and debt.
10.
All right. Next one is democracy.
10.
Thank you. K-12 education.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. Healthcare.
10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
10.
Thanks. Thank you. Abortion rights.
10.
Thank you. And climate change.
10. Most definitely.
All right. As you know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election?
Absolutely, we will be there.
From a 0 to 10, what number would that be for you?
10.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, African-American,
African-American.
Thank you. Let me see. Are you registered to vote, or like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered? All right. Did you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
No, a man.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
46.
46. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make to change on the issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has... Thank you. How much power do you feel that your that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter. All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or never heard of this person or organization, please indicate so. The first one is the Democracy Party, the Democratic Party. From a 0 to 10, how favorable are you towards this organization?
Never heard of it.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How favorable is this person to you from 0 to 10?
0.
0, thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris from 0 to 10. How favorable is this person to you?
10.
Thank you. Next one is the Republican Party from 0 to 10. How favorable is this party to you?
0.
0? Okay.
Yes.
Joe Biden from 0 to 10, how favorable is Joe Biden?
A 10.
Okay. Next one is Donald Trump from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Number one, Joe Biden. Two, Donald Trump. Okay, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. Below is a list of events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. If 5 means that you are not sure. If 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. This is a little bit backwards. 10, it means that you believe that that person or that event prevented the country from going forward. And 0, it means that person or event did not prevent the country from going forward. So the first one is the white supremacist from 0 to 10. How do you feel about this group? Okay. And the next one is President Biden from 0 to 10.
Well, 0 would be he did the best he could do, right?
That is great. He did not prevent anything from making the country go forward. Okay.
0.
All right, thank you. Next one is the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Ten.
Thank you. Next one is the Donald Trump.
Ten.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Ten.
Thank you. Supreme Court.
Ten.
And Governor Kemp
10.
All right, thank you. Almost finished. We're a little bit more. Just a few last questions. Below is a list of policies and statements that were that have obstructed progress in Black communities. For each one, please indicate how much you believe that that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it will most strongly motivate you to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is a list of policies and statements that have, you know, obstructed progress in Black communities. So the first statement reads, the 2022 Pregnant Worker Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. Regarding this statement from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, we may strive towards building a Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and change the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future towards future progress. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
8.
Thank you. Next one, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supported the Affordable Connecticut program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month in internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgian households benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
5.
Thank you. Next one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in the 2010 provided 90% funding for state to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain unsecure. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offered 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More actions is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10, how strongly are you to vote? Thank you, sir. Now, thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of those questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So this will be like a little bit repetitive questions, just in case you have changed your mind. So the first one, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has had a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
All right. Thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
9.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale
10.
From 0 to 10? Thank you.
10.
Thinking back the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
yes,
single,
married,
separated? Oh, okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
No.
No, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. How will you say, how will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently
retired.
Disabled?
Okay, retired.
Thank you. In the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I won't give you that.
Oh, you can just make up any number. Oh, okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for taking time and answering those questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, but once again, thank you for answering those questions also. Thank you for your help and enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Okay.